You know, if you didn't have that crazy makeup on your face, I might let you on the podcast, but no, not now. Yeah, your little fake makeup's got to go. I love you.
All right.
Mama's an adult. You're not. You're only 9. All right, we're starting the podcast. Can you shut the door for me? Thank you. I love you.
All right.
Thanks for nothing. I mean, thanks for the marker.
5, 4, 3, 2.
Are you eating right now? Are you serious? What the hell? Okay, enjoy your snack, Jake. Let me finish this story.
Hey, yo, smoke a blunt. Forget about it.
We're all having a party. We're having fun. We like to have fun.
We like to have fun here.
We like to have fun here.
No. Actually, if you're listening,
we're supposed to be bringing the funny, Jake.
If you're listening to this podcast, you know. Actually, turn it off. Let's give them 5 seconds.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Two Grumpy Elephants. It's Memorial Day weekend, and we are celebrating by doing nothing. We're going to do this, Jason. My co-host is Jake.
What's up, everybody?
We are on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and Spotify. That's right. I changed the order of our announcement because fuck YouTube. So, it is Memorial Day weekend, so I know most of you have the Monday off. I like to remind everybody why we have that day off. If Kamala Harris doesn't remember, I would like to make sure everybody else does. We are honoring those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our country. Period. Nothing else. That's it. Okay, so I hope everybody enjoyed last week, Wednesday's episode of Grump Day. I thought it was hilarious. I loved the game. It was funny. It was fun. We're going to try to, you know, add that in. I mean, it's not going to be every fucking week because that shit's not easy to do. It's actually kind of, I had a harder time doing that than finding real stories to talk about, to be honest with you. But, you know, Jay's got a new toy, so he's playing with that. So if you heard a rustling, that's what he was playing with his boom mic.
There. I would like to think did I not mute the mic?
Right when you unmuted, I think you touched it one more time or something.
I had to change the pattern. I had to change the pattern on the back of the mic.
Well, as long as you're not casting that big BCC BBC
BBC
shadow
there you
anymore.
Go.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, so let's just jump right in there if you're ready.
Do you want to let everybody know about the little game we'll be playing this week?
Oh, yeah. It's totally, you know, it won't written down, so, you know. All right, so throughout the podcast, me and Jake decided.
Why is this?
And did I skip?
Yeah.
Did I freeze? Yeah. Okay, so let me start over. During the show, me and Jake decided to, you know, behind the scenes, work on a drawing. And by the end of the episode, we hope to be able to show you our artwork in the most loosest terms possible, for my side anyway. I don't know how good of a drawer Jake is, but I am top shit crazy.
Yeah, I'm so, right there with you. I'm right there with you.
If it even is a recognizable as what we say we're going to draw, then I'll call that a win. If you can tell that. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to draw Hillary Clinton. and you can put all the background beside. You can make a scene if you want to, or just do a face portrait drawing, whatever you want to do. And then at the end of the episode, we are going to, you know, unveil them and hopefully laugh our ass off into the credits.
Now, so, I do want to say, if those want to play with us at home, they can
awesome.
They can take a picture of their drawing, maybe send it to our email.
Post it in the comments.
Well, I don't know if you could post it in the comments, but
yeah, you probably can.
For sure, send it into our email, twogrumpyelephants@gmail.com. That's with the number two. And we'll display your drawing at the end of the next week's episode. Yeah.
That's awesome. So please, whoever's listening, whether you're on Apple Podcasts or Google or YouTube, you can participate in this. We want to see your best Hillary Clinton picture. Don't fake it and trace it. You know, really draw it. To me, the worse the better. You know, I want to see...
That's what I'm going for.
I want to see this atrocious form of artwork you can imagine. That's what's funny to me.
Yeah, yeah.
If it really looks like Hillary Clinton, I'm just going to not even...
If you mock us up a photorealistic image of Hillary Clinton, it's not getting put on the...
It's garbage. I want to see the ugliest shit. You know, it's just funny. You know what funny is. Yeah. Let's make it funny. So anyway, there's that. We're going to work on that. I don't know how we're going to work on that and concentrate with each other, but we're going to make it work. So, like I said, we had a great show last week. You know, Wednesday was awesome. There was a few things that, I was going to talk about, but I just described that. I got fact checked yesterday, this week.
Oh man.
Only reason I'm bringing it up, I deleted the post, by the way, because it was just, nobody had liked it anyway. It wasn't, I thought it was funny. Okay. And I thought the joke was obvious. You remember on the last episode or the episode before when we were talking about Joe Biden messing up the proverb of teach a man to fish?
Oh, yeah. Buy a fish a man, teach him for life. Yeah. Yeah.
So I posted the T-shirt, and it's obvious that the text on that T-shirt has been, you know, photoshopped. It's not that T-shirt. It's just the text on a plain black T-shirt. Okay. Yeah. So I post it and say, and this is all I said was, this is what we were talking. Because we remember during the show, we couldn't remember it. We couldn't remember what we had heard that someone said he said. And all I said was, this is what we were talking about in our last episode. I didn't say whether or not it was real. I actually implied that it was funny as a joke. But all it said was, buy a man, eat fish, buy fish, eat man, or something like that. And then under there it said... you know, with the little line, and this is a Joe Biden. Well, it pissed me off that I got fact checked for that. And I'm like, really? You're fact checking this obviously, Photoshop picture. So I wanted to post, here's what I was thinking about posting. You remember the Abraham Lincoln one where it says, don't believe everything you see on the internet?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that would be awesome.
See, I wanted to see if that one would get fact-checked by whoever's fact-checking. And you know these guys are just in their, you know, I can only imagine the douchebags that are sitting behind a screen and just going through people's, whatever the algorithm pings, and they'll fact check it with some US Today or New York Times bullshit as if they are the standard. You know, I just thought it was funny, and I put a comment, sorry, thought the joke was obvious, guess not, oh well, anyway. So, but I deleted it because it was just stupid, and I didn't want to get a strike for something that trivial. If I'm going to get a strike, I want to go out calling some truth out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just took it down just to be on the safe side. But that was only the only thing I got carried over from a previous episode. So I guess I'm gonna go ahead and start with my first story. Okay. So according to Fox News, now I know I'm transitioning from being goofy to, and now I'm trying to be a serious storyteller here. And I haven't even started on my portrait yet, so it looks like you got a head start on me. So mine may be finished up in like 3 minutes before we end. But
yeah.
So according to Fox News, a hospital in Texas, and I think it was a Methodist hospital, which I don't know what, that don't matter. It's just what it was, is being sued for mandating a vaccine for their employees. Okay, so during the the pre-show, we were kind of talking about it, and I told you I really don't know where I come down on this, because I understand the hospital side of things on that, because the problem is everything's so politicized, but I understand the hospital mandating that vaccine, because they've mandated other vaccines. They mandated the flu vaccine, mumps, smallpox, all that stuff. Healthcare workers go into that business knowing that, But I also saw that not all of the people that were in this lawsuit were actually nurses or doctors. Some of them like custodians or cafeteria staff or transit staff, So my question to you was, where do you fall on that? Do you think the hospital has the right to mandate their employees be vaccinated? But understanding that, I also understand that just because you had the vaccine doesn't mean you are not a carrier. You still carry and transmit the vaccine. I guess the only thing the vaccine helps is you not getting sick.
This is a much different story. This would be a much different story if the vaccine had been approved by these organizations that approve these medicines.
The FDA, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I believe there's another one as well.
Well, yeah, there probably is. But according to the news article, it, and I don't know what this means, but it says has not been fully approved by the FDA. Like, there may be, I don't know what that means, other than okay, maybe half of it for this age group is okay, but they haven't approved it for this age group, or they haven't approved it for people with this existing condition. I don't know what that means, other than it's not been fully approved for everybody.
Yeah.
That's the way I'm taking it. So if you got a nurse that's getting on up in age or has certain, are they going to be exempt from this because it's not fully approved? If they have to get this vaccine to keep their job, what do they do? So then my wife actually added to this story, and she gave me a story about OSHA has just came out and updated their guidelines and regulations on the vaccine. So this is how this reads, that OSHA is now, if you are a company that is requiring a mandate to take this vaccine, the company that is requiring the mandate takes on responsibility of any health issues, side effects, or any kind of negative effects and bodily harm caused by that vaccine. So what they're saying is the company that is making it mandatory for their employees to get the vaccine will be liable, and I guess can be sued or fined for any like, let's say one of them employees turns out to be like the guy that lost all his skin, or some of the people that got blood clots. That company would be liable for their and had to pay for their medical bills and all that under, I guess, workers' comp kind of thing, because that was a mandatory decision by the company to make that for them to get that vaccine. But I thought that the vaccine carried a blanket of immunity. The way they talked about it earlier in the startup
phase. The way it goes is Johnson & Johnson, Moderna, and Pfizer carry immunity. They're
just the creators.
Yeah, those companies
of the vaccine
have immunity. Maybe not your employer.
Right. So knowing what you know now, what I just read, do you think companies will force that, or they may back off on that because of now the liability that will be upon them by mandating that?
Well, I don't even want to talk about it as an employer standpoint. I want to talk about it as an employee standpoint. Does that give you any assurance if your employer was to mandate that you have this vaccine? Does that give you any further motivation to do so, knowing that your company will cover the cost of, you know, any sort of workman's comp needed? Because that's, I believe, what we all need to be thinking about, you know? There's more of us employees out there than there are employers.
Right. But also, I mean, what makes it tough for me on this is that it's a healthcare position. I mean, you know, it's a hospital. And, and I said to myself, and I kind of did a survey of the house, of my family, and you know, unanimously, you know, they don't think that people should be mandated to take this vaccine. And, you know, and that's kind of the way I feel too, but I also understand the hospital's reasoning for it because, mm-hmm. you know, I get it. maybe it's not a political thing to them, but, you know,
it's always, it will always be a political thing.
I think so too.
Because of Donald Trump, this will never not be a political thing.
Yeah.
That election, with COVID happening right around the turn of that election, fucked everything up for any sort of bipartisan views anyone will have on anything that has anything to do with COVID or masks or vaccines. I mean, we're already hearing the Democrats say, oh, I want to leave my house without my mask, but I don't want people to think I'm a Republican.
Yeah.
Come on your face. I don't fucking care.
Yeah. And that,
but that's all it is.
That makes absolutely no sense to me. For those who come out and say that, you know, the only reason they were wearing that mask or the only reason they're pushing the vaccine is because it's politically on their side to do so.
Yep.
You know, that's what their side is. That's their side's marching orders. That's their battle cry, whatever.
Yep.
That's the only reason. The ones that are coming out and saying that, that's all it's ever been for them. What side am I on, and what is the talking points for my side? You know what I'm saying? And I would even go even further in the ones that are, you know, on the right that are anti-vaccine, because I've never been anti-vaccine. I just personally, I don't give a shit. Jake, if you went today, so when we got through with this podcast and went and got your vaccine, I would not think any different of you. I may laugh at you when you start growing gills, but I would not think any different of you by going to get that vaccine. That's your own personal choice.
You know who would? Trice.
I'm sorry, dude.
Trice. Trice.
Sorry, dude, but I just looked at the picture that I'm drawing. It's fucking bad.
Oh no, dude, I'm working on some good shit. I'm actually working on some good shit over here, dude. It's gonna be legit.
It's bad, dude. I don't know what happened to her chin.
Well, you can look at a regular picture of Hillary Clinton and ask yourself that.
What the hell happened to your chin? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get tickled on that, but I looked at my drawing and it.
I will say.
I don't know.
I will say. I think people are sick of the vaccine talk. I think people are sick of the mask talk.
I get it, but you know, it's going to be a talk if they start, you know, issuing vaccine passports and. I mean, you know, this is really the easiest infringement on our freedom that the government has tried.
You know, this is a great segue into something I wanted to talk about this episode. For the pre-show, I had to pop over to CNN, see what's going on.
Yeah.
See what the facts are in the world we're living in. And
facts are loose.
I saw this headline that said, don't go back to normal. Post-pandemic life is much better.
Oh, yeah.
You know I had to click on it.
Yeah.
You know I had to click on it. Here's my thing. You don't get much better than normal.
Yeah, maybe your normal is pretty good compared to my normal.
Normal's
yeah.
Normal's pretty good. Normal was pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Now, we all know, I'm not going to sit here and do a big lecture on it, but we know what post-pandemic life means. It means smaller lines, smaller gatherings, because you're going to mandate vaccine passports, and you're going to alienate probably a little over half the country.
More, you got to keep in account the people that don't give a shit about politics. There are a lot of people that just can give a rat's ass about politics.
Yeah,
they don't vote. They don't participate in the round tables or nothing like that. And they're going to be affected by this too. So I would say well more than half the country.
Oh, yeah.
You know, more than half the country.
I saw this video. There was this video attached to that article. And it was kind of heartbreaking to watch. It was these kids seeing their grandparents and vice versa for the first time since the pandemic, since they've been quarantined. Uh-huh. And, you know, they were giving each other hugs. They were all happy. They were crying. And it's just so sad to see that this is what CNN and the liberal news media, this is their level of fear-mongering. This is their level of brainwashing upon the American society.
It's just like throwing grandmother over the cliff, you know, making her eat dog food. All the one-liners from the Democrats, it's all been about grandma. It's all been about dirty air, dirty water. I mean, I know I'm quoting Sean Hannity right now, but, I mean, that's where he got it from. That's all their one-liners is, you're the worst-case scenario for your grandmother, the worst-case scenario for your children, the worst-case scenario for this or that. Fill in the blank. That's what they do. They've always done that shit.
And so I was watching this video, and like I said, it was really sad to watch, because none of this is for any reason. There is no reason you couldn't see your fucking grandparents other than the fact that the newsman said no, bad. And one of these people who were visiting their grandparents had a prescription from their doctor that said, grandma allowed to see granddaughter, allowed to hug granddaughter. They had the vaccine.
Wow.
And yeah. And actually, you know what? You know what? You know what? You know what? I'm not vaccinated. All right? I don't have a vaccine. But I'll come here and I'll hug my grandma.
We're hugging.
No vaccine.
What's up, grandma?
No vaccine.
Say no to
Trace.
Vaccine.
Trace.
Trace. Trace.
Trace. Trace. Trace.
All right, grandma, get out of here. What are you doing? Get out of here.
Shut the fuck up,
man. That was funny. I won't put my wife there. I promise I wouldn't put the camera on her, but I was gonna get her some of Trey sign up too. But
you know what, liberals, like, fuck you. You don't need a vaccine.
Well, it's one of those things where it's a great tool to divide
and control.
It's a great tool to see who's on their side and who's not.
And it's this right here.
That's why.
It's this right here.
Yeah.
It's this right here.
That's
look,
why
I'm controlling
they go
the
to
American
race.
People.
Yeah. That's why they go to race. That's an awesome analogy, by the way. Great analogy. But is there a way to divide and keep in groups? Democrats can't survive without victims.
Yeah.
Okay. Democrats cannot survive without making this group worse off than this group. It's the haves versus the have-nots. But what keeps a knot? You got to have your knots for Democrats to have any kind of platform.
Yeah.
If everybody worked, had a good job, made great, you know, had a great, you know, financially stable, and, you know, everybody treated everybody equally, there would be no need for Democrats. Everybody would vote Republican. So they need that victimhood.
I had a conversation with my dad on the phone the other day, and he said something. I can't remember what he said, but he said something like the worst thing that could happen is that people are self-sustainable.
Yeah.
You know, that's the worst thing that could happen.
For the Democrats.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. That's what we were talking about, you know, and it's just ridiculous, man. I thought the whole video was ridiculous. And I can only tell
you this. If my grandmother was in a hospital or nursing home and they were telling me that I couldn't see my grandmother, I may be on the 6 o'clock news that day.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe even the 7 o'clock news.
Either you believe in freedom or you don't.
Yeah. Yep.
How dare you tell me I can't see my grandmother in her final days? How dare you tell it to anybody? Who gives you the fucking right to make that decision for anyone? That is not your job. That is not your place. You either believe in freedom or you don't. And if you don't, go fuck yourself.
Yep.
But you have no right to tell anybody who or who they can't see. If they're not in prison, then they still have rights.
Well,
and you have absolutely no right to tell me or anyone of any color or any gender or any financial background or anything who the fuck they can and cannot see.
Well, you know, you know who you can see.
Who you doesn't see believe them now?
Who does believe in freedom?
You can see them now, Taiwan. Look, you hit it right in. Great segue, bro. Perfect. Because we can see you now, motherfucker.
We can see you.
Exactly who you are. We can see you. Exactly who you are. And all you are is about money, motherfucker. That's all you are.
It took a couple days for this story to come out. And for those of you who don't know, we're talking about, you know, John Cena. It took me a couple days to be able to talk about this story and joke about it. Because, man, it upset me, dude. It upset me. I'm a huge John Cena. I'm not even a big wrestling fan, but I'm a big John Cena fan. I like what he does, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he does a lot of great stuff. We're just going to give him shit for this.
Yeah.
But he's a great human being. But I will say this on the flip side of that. To being a great human being and doing all the charity work that he does, how can you support China?
And so,
how do you do that?
For those of you who don't know,
for just the fucking money.
For those of you who don't know, John Cena acknowledged Taiwan as its own country. He said Taiwan was a beautiful country. And I don't ever remember there being any flip out about it. But, apparently John Cena had to go and apologize to the leader of China, and there's a video out of John Cena speaking Mongolian, apologizing to China for acknowledging that Taiwan is its own country. And it's eerie. It's an eerie video.
Yeah.
You made a joke. It sounded like he's got a gun to his head. And that's honestly like the vibes that you kind of get is like, you know, say like ISIS, say this into the camera, you know, type.
That
bullshit.
Is the way. If he wasn't standing in his kitchen doing that little apology tour that he was doing.
Yeah.
You know, in the comfort of his own home, I would have thought he was in some dark room somewhere or some back room of a warehouse. You know, being red lines, you know, he was reading off of a cue card or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It had a weird and awkward vibe to it, but, you know, it was just weird. But here's my question. How long has the U.S. considered Taiwan a sovereign country?
How long, I mean, how long has the United Nations...
Or is it just one of them things, no pun intended, the elephant in the room nobody talks about? You know, yeah, because we sell arms, we sell guns to Taiwan.
Yeah.
We get things made, and the label says made in Taiwan. It doesn't say made in China. It says made in Taiwan. Now, either you believe in freedom or you don't. Does Taiwan, do we as the U.S., acknowledge Taiwan as a sovereign country? If we do, fuck up. But this whole John Cena thing was all about the Benjamins, brother.
Oh, yeah.
That's all it was about.
For sure.
It was all about that. He's got that movie coming out, bro.
Yeah.
You know, and like you said earlier when we were talking about it, evidently Fast and the Furious is pretty big in China.
Yeah.
So they stand to lose a lot of money, a lot of revenue off of that comment that he made. And first of all, why'd you make the comment? I don't know why he even made the comment. I heard he was on an interview and maybe got led that way.
Yeah,
I'm not sure because I didn't watch it.
I don't think it should be a big fucking deal if you say, "Oh, Taiwan's a beautiful country." That's what he said.
Okay, so then, so are we saying now because he had to make that apology that China? Well, we all know China does not recognize Taiwan as a separate country, but do we? As a U.S. citizen or the U.S. government or U.S. in general, do we?
I think we should.
And if, I think we should. I think we should for Hong Kong.
Yeah.
You know, when they were trying to get their independence. But here's my thing with all these celebrities toeing the line and bowing the knee for fucking China. Look at what China has done to their own people. Look at what China has done to the surrounding people in near their countries. You want to talk about humanitarian crisis? Look what came from China. What have we been talking about the first segment of this episode?
Hillary Clinton.
And now they're saying they don't even think it was a natural virus. It was man-made.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Trump posed that thought early in the game.
Like the second day.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was front line. He was first in line on that one. But here's what I'm saying. Of all the countries on this earth, I would like to think that we can all get behind and all be in a unison and saying, fuck China.
Yeah. Not the Chinese people.
Not the Chinese people.
The Communist Chinese Party.
Of all the people that we can, all the groups that we can disagree on, whether they're good or bad or, unbelievable circumstances, I would like to think we can all get in line and say, China is wrong.
Yes.
The Chinese government is suppressing their people. And they're killing people. They don't care about humanitarian, health standards. They don't give a shit about that.
No.
That's why you're shitting Walmart's, $4. Because some kid put that, working in a sweat factory doing that shit. You know? But because of the almighty dollar and because, a celebrity is really who a celebrity is for one reason and one reason only is to make fucking money.
Yeah.
You really became visible with that.
We can see you now, motherfucker.
We definitely can see you now. I always thought John Cena was a good guy, and he still is a good guy. But some people just should stay out of politics. And maybe he didn't even realize that that would trigger what it triggered. Because some people are, like I said, there's that elephant in the room nobody talks about, so everybody's ignorant on this fact or on this situation. Maybe he did not know the shitstorm that he would have
caused all this.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Given what he does for a living and only knowing what he hears on what he hears it on, he probably didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
okay? There's a good chance he did not realize that the Chinese government was going to take that shit to that extreme. And then he was going to have to make a big apology because he's got people whispering in his ear, hey, dude, we're going to lose a lot of fucking money if you don't apologize. China's going to pull this fucking movie out of their country. They're not going to.
By the way, you know what's funny as well about all this? China, like, extremely racist.
Yeah.
Like, these motherfuckers change their movie posters to where they don't show black people in them.
Do you remember the commercials? There was a Chinese commercial about, I think they were advertising soap. And it starts off with a Chinese lady and a black guy. The black guy goes and uses the soap and comes out as a white guy. Okay.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you got to look that up. I don't know what the name of the product is. Of course, it's in Chinese. I don't know. Major racist.
What the fuck?
Somebody would be barbecued in the U.S. if they did that fucking shit. But the commercial is about soap, and the Chinese lady hands the black guy a bottle or bar of soap or whatever it is. He goes and takes a shower, comes out all refreshed and clean and white.
What the hell?
You really should look it up. I mean, it's banned. I think I saw it on a meme somewhere a long time ago, but I've seen it in other on other platforms as well. But yeah, it's very racist. Extremely racist.
That's fucking crazy.
It's more than just saying get a job. You know, you're being lazy. They're actually saying the color you are is absolutely wrong. Go take a shower and get white. Or, I'm sorry, he didn't get white. He went to another Chinese person. Okay, but a lighter skin. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So, I don't know. I know damn well you wouldn't get away with that shit in the U.S.
No.
Or
no.
You know.
I mean, we're canceled as soon as this podcast comes out just for talking about it.
I don't know about that, dude. I mean, you know, if they cancel us, they give us credence.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll look like the conspiracy theorist or the unhinged person.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, that's why I was dumbfounded when they fact-checked that stupid T-shirt. So if you were willing to do that, then there might be something to that.
And you know,
maybe he did say it. You know what I'm saying?
You know, are they going to start fact-checking movies next? Like, okay, look, that post you just posted got fact-checked. There was never Autobots and Decepticons that came to Earth and had a battle over a cube. Fact-checked, we're removing the post.
Exactly. But if you look on our description, and by the way, we start, you know, we upstream and started our Facebook to Grumpy Elephant page. And on the description, it says we are the questionable political comedy, satire, jokes. Do y'all remember what those were? Motherfucker, have a damn sense of humor.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I talked about your daddy like that, but, you know, it was a fucking joke. But there ain't nobody in this audience. There ain't nobody that didn't see that, couldn't say, you know, I can see him saying that shit. Because all the other shit he has said.
Are you talking directly to Hunter Biden?
I don't know who the fuck I'm talking
it
to.
It sounds
really,
like you're talking to Hunter Biden. All the shit we said about your daddy.
I'm talking about all them acting like Joe Biden's their daddy.
Yeah.
You know, Daddy Biden. Because that's what they're saying now. They call him that. There's a certain people that call him
really?
That. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You haven't heard that shit?
No.
Dude. Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
Oh, they call him Daddy Biden. Yeah.
I can't believe that shit. Yeah, that's so ridiculous.
Well, it's there. You got, I mean, I ain't making shit. I mean, surely somebody, you know, came up with him like, yeah. But it was like probably a tweet from somebody like, oh, Daddy Biden's getting our stimulus out.
And getting that stimmy.
Yeah. That's probably where it started from, but who knows? But
what the hell? I am so excited to show this drawing of Hillary Clinton.
I am not that excited. I do know It's gonna be fucking hilarious.
Oh, it's gonna be hilarious.
I'm done with mine.
You're done with yours?
I've done all I could do to it to make it better. I mean, I didn't color it or nothing, but
we're not.
This will go on Facebook, by the way, in case you missed this episode. Yeah. It will be on Facebook, my rendition of Hillary Clinton.
I will say, on time, we're at 38 minutes. I mean, that's not terrible. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, that's short for our standards. But
I've ran out of shit to talk about. I'm not going to lie.
Well, you know, there's not much going on a holiday weekend like this. You know, all Congress is on vacation. You know, there was absolutely no kind of legislation stories being. There's nothing. Everybody's enjoying the weekend. You know, and I understand why we are having our long weekend, because there was a story of Kamala Harris, you know, okay, here's the thing. Kamala Harris I can't stand this lady. Do not think that I am defending her in any way. Okay. I think she is absolutely
evil.
What
are you about to say?
Okay. So she made a post. I guess it was on Friday. Enjoy the long weekend. Okay. Well, she took a shitload of backlash for that, because I guess in her position, what she should have, you know, made clear is why we are having that long weekend. Yeah. Certain people are held to a different kind of standard when you're in that position. That's what you do. You remember why we're having this holiday, and the people that gave the ultimate sacrifice for this country and for the freedom that most of the Democrats are trying to tear down at the moment, you know. But I think it's a little unwarranted backlash. There's plenty of shit for her to be backlashed again on. How about showing up at the border since you've been made the czar of the border crisis? Nothing.
Or, I mean, how about all the small-time marijuana criminals that she's kept behind bars in California where that's legal for longer sentences, for prison labor?
Yeah. While she was making jokes about she used to smoke it when she was a prosecutor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tupac Shakur is the best rapper alive. That's a direct quote.
All you Trump haters really enjoy what you're about to get, because there is a story out there that even middle income will be seeing a tax increase coming soon.
Yeah.
So your daddy Biden may be a stepdad. No offense to stepdads. But you may want to bounce that out of the house soon. But
wasn't there?
I take it though, because I know a lot of people to step up as stepdads and are great at it. So I didn't mean it in a negative way. Just throwing it out there.
Yeah.
You know, it was just a joke.
Was there something
either you believe in comedy or you don't?
Was there something that Trace brought up that we want to talk about?
Hold on, let this thing stop for a second. I thought you were going to talk about something, and I wouldn't make no noise, and you wouldn't hear it. But I don't know if I should talk about this story, because I really couldn't find much on it.
Well, if we didn't do any research, we probably shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather not even talk about it, because I would be really just making opinions on very little.
Well, if you could drop us a link in the comments, you know, and the way we can.
I'd be happy to talk about it, but I really was having a hard time finding anything on that.
Yeah.
That I felt comfortable enough going into detail with. I mean, you know, I told you about what happened with the Popeyes thing, and it turns out it may have been somebody that don't even work there put that note on there. But I did hear my wife tell me that they actually had to close that store down because so many people got pissed off that I think they were about to burn the damn thing down or something. I don't know.
Wow. For those of you that don't know, there's a meme or a picture going around.
It was a news story. It was a real news story.
It was a straight-up news story.
Yeah, it was on I first saw it on Facebook, and it was, I think it was Fox News or Newsmax. It may have been Newsmax. But it was a real news story that a Popeyes had posted a notice on their drive-thru that we reserve the right to, how do they word it?
We reserve the right to not serve to white people.
Right, just not to... There was a word in though.
Fill in some space. Fill in some space. I got the text from you.
It turns out...
Okay. This restaurant is under new management and will reserve the right to refuse service to white people. We apologize for any inconvenience. Signed, General Manager Mason.
Now, the wording is weird to me, okay? Because not the we reserve the right, the new management and general manager. They're saying that maybe if somebody just came by and thrown that up there. It didn't look like that to me.
No.
It doesn't feel like that to me. That doesn't feel like a random, you know, if they got a name. They put the person's name up there.
Yeah.
Who's gonna know that? You know, unless it was a disgruntled employee that was trying to get him fired. I could see that being a thing. Okay, but not just somebody over there ready to get their, you know, their new chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Just slap that up there on the way by. That don't sit well with me. That dog won't hunt, you know. But I don't know, because there's not really much more came back out of it. So I'm not going to speculate whether or not it's real or not. But it is a news story. But I don't know. But I did hear that they shut the damn place down.
That's crazy.
I mean, it may be that it's just temporarily closed, and I don't know. But I could see that sparking a shitload of anger and.
Oh, whatnot, for sure.
But you know.
Well,
I feel like I can really see now that I say that I can see somebody. Getting pissed off with their boss, and like, I'll fuck you up real good. I'll get the whites mad at you. So,
yeah.
You know, or whatever. But
I do want to show off my artwork.
All right. Well, I mean, you have a nice iPad that you're doing yours on. So yours is going to look better than mine.
Samsung Galaxy Tab A.
Well, whatever. Tablet, whatever. But mine's on notebook paper.
What do you got?
It deserves to be on notebook paper, okay?
What do you got?
It deserves. All right, so this is my interpretation and my talent, my limited talent of Hillary Clinton. And so I'm going to go up slow so you can see it.
That's awesome.
And read the, I don't know, it may be backwards for y'all. So I'll read it.
Don't get suicide.
Don't get suicide. So that's what my Hillary Clinton. I don't know what happened to so much space right here.
Holy shit.
This shit, I drew this nose and you made me laugh, so that lump ain't supposed to be there.
That's where you laughed?
Yeah. That's what happened in there. So what happened to this fucking face, bro?
Mine is a little bit less of...
So you went off flash realism. With colors and shit.
It's a little bit less realism and more of an interpretation.
Okay.
But,
Oh, wow, Medusa. Dang, that was pretty good, Jake. It looks like he's got a turtle shell on his head, though.
If you see, I even have,
Evil in a half shell.
I even have sharp vampire teeth. I've got the double chin.
I've seen that. I like the
tongue. The red bulging eyes. Yeah.
Now, we got a guy at work that would not like that picture at all.
Oh,
with
do
all
we?
The snakes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I don't like fucking snakes either, bro. Well, respect, Trace.
You know, I sent you on that video last week of that snake stuck in the ditch, dude, and he got a little uneasy on that one.
Yeah.
He said, don't send me those damn videos no more. I was like, well, how do you think I felt? I was standing in the ditch with him, you know? Well, no, I wasn't in the ditch, but...
But anyways, leave us an email with your...
good show, man. We wanted to see some of these.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. You can cuss all you want on the paper. Just don't put it in the comments. But Dude, we would really love to see y'all's rendition of Hillary Clinton. Yeah. And we'll do this from time to time, and we'll have fun stuff like that. Dude, great show, man. I enjoyed this show.
Don't forget to like and subscribe. You know, let other conservatives out there know that we're out here cracking some jokes.
Before we go, I do want to say this. What you just said, we are conservative, and we are trying to stay afloat. It's not that bad, but there is times when you can get depressed, when you feel like your side's losing all the time. Just remember, that's kind of why we're doing what we're doing. We want to be a voice for people that may not have that outlet to voice their opinions. We want to help you with that. That's why we're doing this. We are fighting for the right. We are conservative, and we always will be. You either believe in freedom, or you can go fuck yourself.
You can go grump yourself.
Yep, go grump yourself. I don't know why I didn't even say it at all. You made me self-conscious about it because you're like, I don't really get it.
It doesn't make sense. Like, I understand. I understand. It replaces the swear.
That's all you need to know.
But
that's it.
Just other than that.
It's like go blank yourself or mother trucker, you know?
Mother trucker, dude.
Yeah.
Mother grumper, dude. That hurt like a grump cheek on a stick. Yeah.
All right. So we're done. Y'all enjoy the show. Please leave a comment if you have any questions, or please comment your photo rendition or your artwork of Hillary Clinton.
Or send us an email.
Apple, Google. We are on YouTube. We are on Spotify. Enjoy your holiday weekend. Please remember why we are having this holiday weekend for the soldiers, the men and women that did not come home. They made the ultimate sacrifice. God bless America. God bless our troops. And we're done.
Later.
Later.